People tell me, what's your favorite love song right now?
Do I have any?
Why?
Because I don't know any that is out. Honestly, I really don't. I can't even. I don't follow.
But see, right now it's supposed to be the season of love.
Whether it's the season Valentine's. Of the year or I don't even know.
Valentine's. I don't care. It's coming.
Whether it's coming or not, I don't care. I don't have any favorite song.
So you are saying love is in the air and you're not breathing it. How? You are suffocating.
I'm very suffocating because I'm single. I'm very single, man.
No, look. This is the perfect. You're supposed to be called what? Unpaired. Like, you're in a spot, like. I don't even know.
I will get a guy one day.
When? One day. We are waiting for that day. So, the one day that will never come. Okay, thank you. So scared. Imagine this is what she has said. Imagine. How many days to Valentine? Less than a week. And she's single. And I'm too. A super single. As a kama kungekuwa definition ingia ya single, tungemweka. Sasa, imagine. Hey.
Oh.
Imagine.
I'm available, by the way. Tell them, I'm available.
No. Skia, the only thing na kula say nimbu. Yeah, imagine.
That hurt,
imagine.
No. Like, the only thing na kula say nimbu.
Nimbu, imagine. Like, hey. Okay. So, imagine. Like, hey. Okay, sir. And, like, guys, welcome all to our first episode of the Steps Podcast. With me here, Saijo, and today we have a very... Hey, I thought to meet a guest, I'm going to meet a nanny. Okay, she has shared her story. And it's painful, but funny. And this was her last year's experience. No, this year we're waiting for a showdown. I'm telling you, hey... Catch me there. Catch me.
Flowers.
The tea. The tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to introduce yourself, Kwanza.
My name.
Your name, the single one. The single one.
It's the Uganda Anne.
Okay,
who else?
Thank you. Hiya, Sawa. And we've had it.
Okay.
Now tell us about your last Valentine's. Now expose. It's the floor is yours.
Yeah. I do.
Let's start.
The last Valentine. I remember it like yesterday. 20. Very bad. May still hate Valentine's until this day. So this the beauty of Valentine's Day on radio on a Wednesday. So being on radio on a Wednesday, you know, we were talking about Valentine is coming. So the other guys were like, Buganda, Valentine is coming. Who is your soprano? Literally, Valentine is coming. People are singing, who is your girlfriend? Buganda is being asked, who is your soprano? Then the other niggas were like, me, I was now trying to diss them off. Valentine is coming, who is your beard? And little did I know mine was going to hurt even more. Thursday came past. My girlfriends were like, me, I'm going home. My boy started preparing us. On a Friday, I woke up. Man, it was ugly. In fact, I didn't even want to get out of bed. I was in pajamas, horny as fuck. It was me, Ima, my boy.
So, we feel your pain.
Wamboi and Ima were there applying makeup, feeling nice, and they're like, Muganda, where are you going? I'm inside my bed. I'm not going anywhere. Chelsea went home. Caro was also going home. So I decided, in fact, since they're going, let me watch and wapeleka diwapi at the Adinja Gate. Median did. So me, I was used to every weekend after sinikizaing my chikazu adikwa gate of shadikwa stage. I hug them. Alone. I go back to the room. Alone. I kneel on my bed. I cry every day. Loneliness used to hit me hard. So this particular day on a Friday, I did not even sing it. I think it, I need love. She adikwa gate. Adi Wamboi. I was like, bye. When I came back, I went to shower, went for supper. Came back, cried my eyes out. Then I said, okay, it's Valentine's. No one wished me happy Valentine's except for Chelsea. She sent me a card saying happy Valentine's Day to my wife. I was a wife for that. I'm dating. No guy. I became a wife. No guy sent me happy Valentine's Day. No guy.
Even the song that's playing your DMs.
No guy. I'm serious, no guy. I said, okay, maybe it's because I was calling them no beardless, meaning
So you are abusing them.
I don't know, but I was just telling them, if you don't have beard, what are you doing in my inbox?
But it's love, not
stop. No guy sent me her Valentine's Day. So this specific guy, Ugandan, used to be my boyfriend or something like that. I literally held on to this. So I called him, wasn't picking. Not entanglement. I called him, wasn't picking. He wasn't picking my calls. The guy moved to the US or something. So he wasn't picking. So imagine that anger and emotion all in my head. And I'm like, I said, okay, Saturday came. I said, oh, let me get out of school because I cannot handle these emotions anymore. I said, let me go spend my night over at my guy crew, my guy who plays rugby. I was like, okay. I went, we just sat there, we kind of made stories. He was also lonely as I am. Oh,
so he was a single guy?
Sort of. So, no, the chica didn't come, so he wasn't that
so
single.
So he's cuffed.
So yeah, kind of.
And you are there.
Yeah, I was there. It was Valentine's. That what do you expect? We are just expressing our loneliness together. Please, nothing happened. So the next day I came back. No, the next day I came back to school early in the morning by 6. I was there in my sweater. Went back to my room, showered. Decided let me do laundry, clean. So when I'm mad, I concentrate all that anger into something else, cleaning, doing. Also, the moment I am mad and I'm in that state is when I bring out the best out of everything.
Are you mad?
I was mad, lonely, and everything, extremely and I could say that I had a girlfriend or something, so I did my cleaning.
I wasn't even sure
how my heart was taking me. You just know I was somewhere there in the lowest, you see, the lowest singleness when it has hit you well, plus depression coming through. So yes,
that's Valentine's.
This is not even Valentine's, this is worse. So I cleaned, I did everything.
That was pre-Valentine's,
after Valentine's. Now this is Saturday.
So let me ask you, even a chocolate at a sweet.
Now listen to the main thing. Now that Saturday, one boy started sending me photos. She sent me a photo of a watch. Boo, I've been bought for this. I was like, oh, that's so nice. Well, that day passed. Ima.
Oh, God.
She sent me also a photo of something else. Earrings. Akin Manuliwa is like, oh, that's so nice. I was just awing. I was indicating everything with, oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
Mtazamaji was me that day. Then I was doing all with my tears here.
What like you are paying for Natazama?
That's so nice. I was just replying, oh, and I'm crying. So, you know, I was imagining how ugly and lonely am I. Like, no one can even wish me happy Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So Sunday came and they said, let me go to church. I'll just see mom and I will also meet with Sonia in town. Mm-hmm. I met with Sonia in town. Sonia now made even everything worse.
Hey.
We started talking. She said, you know, let me tell you. On Saturday, she sent me a photo. Friday, she sent me a photo of a guy asking her, would you be my Valentine? No one even posted me on their status.
You can't relate.
I can't relate. I couldn't. I couldn't relate. The thing is, I couldn't relate. No one. So I said, okay. That's so nice. We joked about it. Sunday came. I saw Sonia. So with Sonia, we were walking. Sonia started telling me, let me tell you, this guy from school is my crushy. He bought me earrings for my Valentine's. Okay, did you go out with him? No. Crushy.
Okay.
This is another guy bought me two pairs of shoes. Not even a single handkerchief. A dude bought me.
Number two.
Then another one is like, by the way, I didn't tell you I was bought for a dress. And she was indicating every single thing with evidence, photos.
Number three,
she was bought
this,
for
this is not
bumble.
Even the guy.
Not this is not the main guy. These are just niggas who
number
want
three,
her from
three,
the same class.
Uh-huh.
She was bought for another dress too. Uh-huh. Earrings and all these were being indicated by photos accompanied by evidence, which are photos. So imagine all that feels after she's telling me, and I'm like, oh, that's so nice. I didn't want to tell her, but don't mind, I didn't even receive a single happy Valentine's Day. Even my chicas didn't tell me.
Like, even just a minute.
My crush himself, my crush himself is the one who was singing to me, Uganda, Valentine is coming, where's your bass, where's your soprano? Crush mwenyewe, nimemwacha radio station, nuka ameza kudimbe. Marvin Ibrahim, in fact. Then,
who are you?
Wacha kucheka. Then, who are me? Sasa, I left, I went back to school. Now that Sunday, it hit different. You know, after here listening to Sonia, seeing photos with Wamboi, seeing the ones for Ima, then Akina Chelsea feeling all happy, it's Valentine's. They went to spend it over at Konese's house, the all happy shit. Maybe it wasn't hitting well. Nikombe, I went back to my room, knelt down after Shari, cried my eyes out for 3 good hours.
What was the climax?
I was crying, man.
No, I mean, what made you like just release all the tears? Was
what
it the
made
pain
me?
Of love?
Now listen, it's called love sick. Exactly. So I called this guy. I've always wanted you to pick my call. He's called Kim. He's gonna. So I called him. He picks up. Then we used to kind of be a thing when I was in high school. So the nigga decided to travel. Say he picked my call on WhatsApp with the feels. Then he makes a mistake of telling me. What's wrong, Anne? What's wrong? Everything. It's Valentine's Day. You consider me your girlfriend. You never even call me and tell me happy Valentine's Day. You're asking me what's wrong, Anne?
Okay.
Crashy never even wished me. He was just asking me where my soprano is.
Let me ask you, Angela Sawa, right now, how many days are we to Valentine's?
Hey, 2 weeks.
And it's only a week.
It's only
a week. Let me ask you. Why is your boyfriend?
Seriously.
Touch it up with us. And now, any last words? We have had it last year was a very bad year. 2021. Mm-hmm. You said it maybe might be your year.
Yes, I'm very hopeful. God, when, please.
When?
I want
when?
Gifts this time, even a single piece
pray,
of earring.
Pray.
I want a dress. No, not dress. I want a t-shirt. New pairs of shorts.
Chocolate.
Please, at least chocolate.
Even last
a lot of
even,
food. 2 liters of ice cream. Is that too much to us?
Yeah, you want to get by there. We are hopeful.
We are hopeful. But, we'll have I'll even talk nice. Even the beardless are accepted.
But scare. But with less than 6 days, talking stage, Ghana.
I will talk nice. I got my chums, man.
Sour. We've had, we are waiting. It's so many days to go. One, two,
I'm available.
Even the less, don't worry. Mm. Availability is not the key. The key is the love. And I think we come to the end of today's episode. Hey, to me, scare you to work. Yeah, for more, catch us when?
On Monday.
No, not on Monday. Oh, after
Valentine's Day.
After you have not received any chocolates.
Yes. I will.
Tune in to find out. Okay. Yeah, and peace out. What's your name?
The Muganda. Muganda Ann.
Sawa, we have heard your name. Okay, and me, it's Joe. Okay, bye. Have
bye.
A good day. Till next time. Like candy, she a queen like Nefertiti.